Hello, hello. It is Alfie, aka AlfalfaSprout69 from the Six String Blizz forums, coming to you pre-recorded from Sydney, Australia in Studio AU for the Rantcast number 7. And first off, to start this podcast, what's first in our signal chain? Let's talk about the microphone I'm using. You may be wondering, why does it sound so bad? And it does actually sound really bad. What I've got here is a lavalier microphone, or a lot of people call them little pin microphones as well. But basically, it's what news reporters use and people in the field. It's those tiny little electric capsules that you clip onto your shirt or the inside of a jacket, or some people put them in their hair as well. And this is a really, really cheap one. So cheap, it is actually just ridiculously annoying to use. So it sounds pretty bad, as you can hear the sound there. And it's not the best thing, but it works, I guess. There's a lot of hiss going on there. It's a really dodgy preamp. It runs off a LR44 1.5 volt button cell battery. And it was really cheap. I think I paid less than $20 for this thing, so I can't complain too much. Comes with a really long cord. Apparently, they're pretty good for video cameras and so forth. However, if you are thinking about doing video presentations and you need a lavalier microphone, I would not recommend the Audio-Technica ATR3350 whatsoever. This may find a new home in the bin, but I'll keep the clip because I can use it to clip my headphones onto my shirt. But anyway, let's talk about the signal chain here. This microphone is going through, it's actually on a desktop microphone stand. It's on my condenser microphone stand at the moment. I've just got it hooked up and clipped to the top of the stand, so it's kind of near my mouth. It is an omnidirectional microphone, so it'll pick up 360 degrees. That could be a good or bad thing depending on what you're doing. I mean, it's clipped to your shirt's pretty good. Sometimes I prefer the cardioid ones that fire upwards. Really say fire into it. But it just depends on where you are, what environment you are, what type of gear you've got, and how handy you are with a noise gate to and a compressor to get the levels back up. So we're actually running into another cheap product. It is the Samson S-Direct Direct Box, because this microphone is just basically a mono microphone, so it just runs to any type of, it looks like a headphone jack really, or a mono 3.5mm male jack, and I've got that going into a Direct Box. So the Direct Box is then going, let's just talk about the Direct Box for a second. The Direct Box is pretty cool. I got that for about $20 on eBay. I don't think they make them anymore. It's called the Samson S-Direct. This is the mono version. You can get them in stereo versions as well. Really cheap, just, you know, easy, cheap product. It does the job of turning a, what do they call them? Now I'm lost for words with it. Turns it into a balanced output. So unbalanced into balanced works really well. So I've got the mic going into the S-Direct DI box, and that's going into my TC Helicon T1 Voice Plus pedal for compression, de-essing, and a little bit of EQ. That provides the phantom power that runs the Direct Box, although you can run it off a 9-volt battery or from a desk or anything like that. And then it's going into the Focusrite unit recording to you in Reaper. So if anyone's interested, if you are interested in a lavalier microphone, I can, I'd go a little bit of a step up. I know, like this, we're talking $20 up to around $200 or so, but, you know, you want some really good quality and you want a microphone that performs properly. And unfortunately, as from the hiss and bad sound quality, you can hear this thing. We're recording a 2448, actually. We're recording here into Reaper. So it's obviously not the Focusrite unit or anything, but I thought I'd give you guys a little bit of an example of the microphones I've got and, speaking from experience, what I like and dislike about them. So, you know, but if you're on a budget and you just need to get audio out there, you don't care too much, this is a great microphone. However, I just would not recommend it. And, yes. So let's go on to our first topic here. Let's talk about black guitars. Yes, black guitars. What is it about black guitars? A lot of guitars come out in the color black. Every single guitar I own is black. I have 5 guitars. They're all black, and I can't imagine buying any other colors. I do like white guitars, actually. I like the look of a white Strat. The only other color I ever really wanted was well, I like grey, for one. I mean, like transparent grey and that sort of thing, or a grey burst. But like a midnight blue, or not even really a midnight blue, more of a navy blue. I do like navy blue guitars. So for a long time, I wanted a Jackson Dinky in blue when I was younger, but I didn't really have the cash to buy a decent Dinky. And the tremolo scared the hell out of me, a Floyd Rose. It just looked too complicated. And every time I went to a music store, the music guys were like, you know, you got to really know what you're doing to get these things to play right and everything, because there's no point in taking it to the music store and throwing away your money and that sort of thing. You know, fair enough. But, I never really got that. So I ended up, I actually bought a Telecaster, which is strange because it just felt really good in the hand. So I was doing a lot of first position stuff, you know, open chords and things. And, but with the 9.5-inch radius on the neck, it wasn't, when I was starting to develop, I didn't really take a liking to it that much. And the neck was a little chunky, but at the time when I bought it, it was a really good, really nice guitar. I learned a lot of things on it. And, it was really good. It was a Mexican Telecaster. I got ripped off, of course. And they said it was midnight blue. It came to me and it looked purple. But anyway, so yeah, black guitars. What is it? I don't know, but I can't imagine buying any other color of guitar, really. You know, I'd buy it's called Lucide or plexiglass acrylic guitar, the see-through plastic ones. I'd buy one of those probably in clear or a gray, of course, like a smoke color, smoke black. I don't really like any other colors. I don't mind the green, but yeah, what is it? Do you guys like, do you have a preference for a color of guitars? Personally, I just like them to all be black. I don't know why. It just really appeals to me. If a guitar is black, I like it a little bit more than I would if it was not black. I can't stand red guitars, to be quite honest. And I'm not talking about a nice cherry burst and that sort of thing. That's different, or a transparent red, like a dark red. I'm talking about a bright red, like most Strats. Like a lot of people have Strats that are bright red. I don't know what it is. I just don't like it. But everyone's different, and that's what it's all about. Personal choice, guys. But black guitars, bring them on. If it's black, you've got my vote. That's for sure. But let's talk about something else now. Happy Easter, everybody. It is currently Easter 2014 when I'm recording this podcast for everyone here on The Bliss. And I hope everyone's having a great Easter. I'm at home at the moment. I normally have Easter with my girlfriend's parents, but they're away as well. My family is very small and awkward, so we don't really have an Easter lunch and all that sort of thing, just Christmas. I'm here at home. I was working on my car, strangely enough, underneath my car, playing a bit of music and recording a podcast for you guys. But I got a couple of friends coming over later on in the evening so we can start drinking. Let's talk about this topic. This is a really interesting topic that a gentleman from the forum, I believe it was Mermals again. Welcome again and again. You've got some pretty popular there on the forums these days. You know, you've got quite a good presence, which is really good. And he wanted to know about pedal kits. Because, yes, I've made quite a few pedals from scratch, but I didn't start off making pedals from scratch. I started off modifying existing pedals, didn't know what I was doing, couldn't use a soldering iron properly, burnt a lot of traces on the circuit boards of my pedals, the Boss pedals I did and the Crybabies. But, look, the reason I started making my own circuit boards, because the pedals I was making, what I wanted to make, you couldn't really buy, and it wasn't that complicated anyway. I know people probably looking at the circuits and the diagrams that I've done and things, oh, geez, that's complicated. But once you really get into it and you take some time to understand, it's really not as complicated as you think just to map out a schematic. And it's already done for you anyway. And there's a lot of circuit board layouts. Just get the layout and copy it. It's not as tricky as you think it is. Understanding the circuits is a different point, and you probably need to be an engineer to do that sort of thing. But you know what? There's a lot of information out there on the net that will help you if you really want to get into pedal building. It has to be for personal satisfaction. It's not going to necessarily be cheaper than purchasing off-the-shelf pedals. It may not even be necessarily cheaper than purchasing boutique pedals. So just keep that in mind. Even if you live in America, because in the States, you know, you've got so many great deals with pedals, so much awesome secondhand market. So it's really got to be for self-satisfaction in creating something or putting a project together. If that's your type of thing, if you're big on do-it-yourself, like I like to do small repairs on things at home, on my cars, things like that, and I get satisfaction out of that. Sure, I could just take the car to a mechanic and pay them. It's not an issue, you know. A couple hundred bucks here and there to have a reliable vehicle is not an issue. But There are little things you can do. Sometimes you like to do it yourself. Just to give you, like I said, self-satisfaction, a feeling of accomplishment and other things, you know, these are your personal gains. It's got nothing to do with anyone else in the world. And if that's a big thing to you, then by all means, you know, go for it. Don't stop. But the question was, have I built a pedal kit? Yes, I've built one pedal kit. Bought the pedal kit because I wanted the effect. And you know what? I haven't actually used it all that much. I used to use it a fair bit, but I don't actually use it at all anymore. So the pedal kit I went for, now there are a lot of places out there that do great pedal kits that are really easy for you. One of them is, what I like, because they give you all the instructions for free, is General Guitar Gadgets. Just make sure that the gentleman's fairly religious and he closes his shop on the Sabbath, which I'm not sure what religion he is, if his Sabbath is the Saturday or the Sunday, but in Australia it's the Saturday, so that would make it the Friday there. Anyway, so his shop is closed, but on one day of the week. So, yeah, just keep that in mind. Like, you might go on there and think there's something wrong with the website. There's not. It's closed, and it'll come up with a little message. But General Guitar Gadgets has got quite an extensive a list of schematics, layouts, and so forth. So you don't generally have to buy it off the individual. You can just take those schematics and make it yourself. You know how to source the parts, but... yeah, places like that, Build Your Own Clone, I've heard good things about. There's quite a few places. Mad Bean Effects, once you know what you're doing, just buy the circuit boards off the gentleman. That's pretty cool. I believe Small Bear Electronics has a few kits you can buy, and Small Bear are great for finding components and parts, knobs, switches, because they're not that easy to find. I don't know about the rest of you guys in the States, but in Australia, it's not very easy to find things in Australia, so... Yeah, you know, eBay can be your friends, but just don't get the really cheap switches and things like that, because they will fail on you. So anyway, back to the kit. So yeah, I do recommend, if you really want to get into making your own effects and you want that self-satisfaction, that feeling of self-accomplishment in your own world and your own projects, then I highly recommend that you get a pedal kit. It takes the frustration out. Now this is what I mean. So instead of building it from scratch, you're going to source certain parts, right? Now, you can buy enclosures that are already painted and pre-drilled from Pedal Parts Plus and places like that. But to me, I don't get that type of satisfaction out of doing that sort of type of thing. I'd rather try to do the whole thing myself. I want to make my own labels. I want to paint it myself. I don't mind sanding an enclosure smooth. I don't mind sitting there and putting, you know, 3-4 coats of a base coat and then putting 10 coats of clear and doing that type of thing, because it's all part of the process. It's a bit annoying because you want to use the effect, but the best thing you'll need is patience. You'll need a lot of patience to make effects, and the more patience you have, the better it will be, the more professional it will look, the better it will sound, the cleaner the wiring will be, and the better end result product. You only have to do it once. So I would urge you, if you're going to start, do not rush it. Take your time, learn how to do it properly, and have a result that is way up there, that is just as good as a manufactured product, just as good as a boutique product, and is could be a unique product to yourself. So apart from me rambling on, the pedal kit that I got, now I really like what these guys do. I got it because it was different. It's a website just called Officially Licensed Circus. Just type it into Google, Bing, or whatever search engine you like, and look them up. Now, they make pedals. I know they're probably not the only people out there that did this a while ago, because a lot of people do it, especially Wampler pedals. They make pedals that sound like amplifiers, or not the same as a amplifier, but has the characteristics of that amplifier. It's obviously not going to sound like the amplifier because you're not going through the amplifier. But for example, the pedal I got is called the Slow Sentry, they call it. So it's a Slow 100 amplifier, Soldano amplifier. You know, those old school high gain sort of sound. That's what I wanted, and I got the pedal kit, and I have to say that it was a pretty good kit. It came with everything you need. It was a little rough, like the casing and so forth, but, you know, that's part of the fun, sand it back smooth. Some of the holes drilled in the case weren't exactly straight, but who cares? So I got the kit. I think I paid about $80 for it. I don't think postage was that much. It was like $7 or $8. And, yeah, it came in a couple of weeks, and I was quite excited. You know, it did come with everything you need, everything. You don't have to get anything else apart from your soldering iron, solder. You should get some desolder braid, learn how to desolder properly, to clean your tip properly and learn how to do all those types of things first before you really start dabbling into anything to bring a soldering iron next to your guitar or effects. But, it's a really good kit. Comes with some very, very detailed instructions, really detailed instructions. I wouldn't recommend the Slow 100 for your first pedal kit because there are a lot of components to it. It's a big circuit board, even though it goes into a big case, and there's a lot of wiring going on as well. So you need to be a little bit experienced to go into that one, but there are plenty of other kits out there. I believe the Thor kit, which is based off a Marshall 100-watt super lead, is a little more simplified. Check out the website. And whatever you get, I just recommend that you start off small and work your way up. If you want to go all out to the most complicated kits out there, go for it. Don't let me tell you not to. It's just that, like anything, the more complicated your single chain is, the more place for error. So, the more experienced you are, the easier things will become. But yeah, I highly recommend, if you really do want to get into making your own pedals, to get a pedal kit. Half the fun for me as well, like the Slow Century I've got, it's actually, there's a picture of it on the officially licensed circuits website of the finished product, and I don't know what was going through my head at the time, but I called it the Whisper of the Devil because it's just got such a crushing high gain to it. Written in Spanish across the top, and I made my own label and that sort of thing, and it looks pretty cool. I'll pop a picture. I think there's a GIF of each time I did different steps to make the pedal, and I didn't make it in one sitting. Don't do that. It might take you a couple of months. Have you got some time, be relaxed, put things together, organize all your components, and try to minimize the little mistakes. We're all human. We all make mistakes, and we can't help that. There's nothing wrong with it, but when it comes to a pedal, it can be so frustrating when you put it all together and it just doesn't work. I really recommend that you go with a kit, depending on what you want, depending on the effect. Don't just build it because you want to start building pedals. Build an effect that you think you'll actually use or that you desire for. I mean, like I desired that sound, that type of metal high gain sound, so I made that pedal. And I used it in a few recordings and that sort of thing. It's really cool. I just, I don't know what happened to me. I got into more fuzz effects and stuff like that. But then when I got the Black Star amp, I really loved the gain on that. So, yeah. Now I plug my guitar into my computer. But anyway, dude, if you do need some help, let me know. Let me just go through a few other things with you. If you're going to get enclosures and you're thinking about doing this yourself, I cannot stress enough to get the correct tools, and I don't even have all the correct tools as well. If you're going to drill your own enclosures, get the proper drill bits. They're called step bits. It looks a little bit like a cone, pyramid-y shape thing. So you can drill the right diameter holes the right time every time. Get yourself a nice center punch as well, a carpenter square or whatever it's called, a set square, and so you do all straight lines and everything's measured up correctly. And, just take your time and try to get a drill press. You don't really need a drill press, but one thing to keep in mind, if you're drilling aluminium enclosures, you are going to make a huge mess. There will be metal shavings going everywhere, and I mean everywhere. One thing I do, I got one of those big plastic tubs that's underbed storage sort of things, and people, I guess, soak clothes in them and whatever, or you can use a bucket. I put the enclosure inside the bucket as well, and I also put a block of wood under them so I don't drill through the bucket. Just soft wood like pine or whatever, so when you hit it, you don't bounce all over the place with your drill. I just go drill through that. Actually, these days, I use a cordless screwdriver on the drill setting and a step bit. Not that I've made pedals for a while, but if you get a decent quality step bit, they're not cheap, but they do the job correctly, and a decent cordless screwdriver, charge it up. That's enough to go through the aluminium enclosures, cut everything, and they're not going at such a high speed that it gets dangerous or that shavings go everywhere. Put it inside a bucket or a big tub so that it catches most of the shavings for you. And yeah, you can experiment that way, but to start off with, I do highly recommend that you check out some of the pedal kits out there that are available for people. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of frustration as well. So, yeah, go for it, man. If you need any help, shoot me an email. Just hit me up on the forum. I'll send you my email. You can just guess what it is to every other email out there. But I'm more than happy to help you out and so forth. If you want me to make a quick video for you, you know, how I solder things or whatever, and let me know, I can do that. Not an issue at all. Pop it up on YouTube. So, good luck, you know. Good luck with your adventures out there. I no longer make effects. Now, there's nothing negative about it. It's just with work, lifestyle and everything, it's just too time-consuming for me. I'm the type of person that gets obsessed with something. I like to finish a job. If I start a job, I like to finish it. I like to do it correctly. I don't like to have amateur results when I finish making effects as well. And, they're not like right up there, but you know, I'm not real big on the whole, you know, don't paint it properly, you know, don't have a proper label, don't sharpie it up and that sort of stuff, you know. Unless you want a favor for a friend, then just get out that sharpie and make your labels. But here's a tip on labels. Transparency film's really good. When I say transparency film, I mean water slide decal. It's not cheap, but it works. Depending on the printer you've got. But what I like labels to be a little bit more simple, just black and white. I don't like pedals with a whole bunch of color and graphics on them. I think they look silly, but that's just my personal preference. I prefer the sound good before that. So, transparency film. Now, like overhead projector film back, I guess, when we were in school, that sort of stuff, real thick plastic you can run through a laser printer. That is fantastic. Do yourself a favor. If you can find some, get some of that. Make your labels clear and simple. Have lighter pedal colors and put the label on there, so you print it in black, and then reverse that. When you print it, reverse it so it's backwards. Put the transparency film on top. You know, glue it down. You can use anything really. Most of the time, you just use clear coat and just stick it on top. What that will do is that will mean that your printing is underneath the film. So on top of it, it's just the clear film. Make it extremely durable and it won't come off. You know, you stomp on it, your paint will come off before that. So, anyway, before I give out too many pedal secrets, we'll just go on to another topic. But I hope this was helpful. And like I said, if you do need a hand with anything, let me know. I'm more than happy to lend a hand or an ear for that matter. What's next on my little list here? Here we go. Line 6 amps. I'm not sure if I mentioned this to anyone before, but I, back when I was younger as well, I haven't had a lot of different types of amplifiers and things like that. But I thought it was the best thing since sliced bread to have a amplifier that could mimic other amplifiers. So I went out and I bought a long time ago a Line 6 Spider 3. So two, no, it was a three. Line 6 Spider 3 75-watt combo amp. Tried it in the store and I thought, wow, this thing sounds pretty good. Got home, started playing around with it for a couple of weeks. And I thought, this thing sounds terrible, actually. Everything was just over the top. It just had that fakeness to it, you know what I mean? Like, it sounded all right, but not what they claim that it actually does. So, and it wasn't that, no, I could not hear the difference between digital and that sort of thing. It's just that, I don't know, it sounded like there was something missing from the sound. It really, really weird. I'm not one of those people that, you know, got to have a tube amp, got to have this, got to have that. You know, a lot of people, it's quite sad, especially since the internet's around, a lot of people just hear what something should be. Oh, I got to have a tube amp, got to do it. You know, these people probably never really played through a tube amp in their life. They've never cranked one up. They've never had a relationship that you do when you're sitting there with a blaring amplifier and you're making it sing. They've probably never even experienced that. So I'm not really one to say, yeah, you know, one's better than the other, because I don't believe that. And plugging into my phone with Jam Up, you know what, in a recording, no one would ever tell difference. No one. So, you know, So, yeah, I mean, like, the spider amps, they were a little unimpressive at the end of it, you know, and but that's not the worst thing. I really like Line 6 products. I own a few Line 6 products. I own the M5 modeling pedal, and actually, you know what, I think that's all I own at the moment. But the amplifiers, I don't know if anyone else ever experienced this with the older digital amplifiers, but my Spider 3 died. I was playing it one day and it just wasn't playing. There wasn't much sound coming out of the speaker. You know, I had a look at everything, nothing that bad. So I took it back to the music store. They fixed it and took it back. It worked. And then I was getting weird modulation when it wasn't on, and I had getting like weird volume swells and things like that, which I don't think was part of one of the effects in there. I did have a tremolo, but it's not really the same. So, it was just, I started doing other weird things. I took it back to the music store because they come with like a 1-year warranty. They gave me a replacement amplifier. You'll never guess what happened. It didn't work properly either after probably after 2 months or so. A friend of mine also bought one as well, and he had a lot of problems. He had so many problems that he basically just took it back to the music store, abused them, and traded it in for a Marshall something. I don't know what it was. So then I went back to the music store, and I was like, you know, guys, I don't know what's going on, but it's pretty much the third time I'm here, so... And what they offered was good. I said, I don't really want the amplifier, but if the new ones are better. So I traded it for a Spider 4, and because it had the screen on it, more patches and so forth. And I had that, and you'll never guess what happened. It didn't work properly after a couple of months again. So I took it back, they repaired it, and you know what? I gave that amplifier away. I gave it away, and they're not that cheap in Australia, like $700 or something like that. A friend of mine thought it was the best thing. I was like, do you want it? Take it and put it in your car before I throw it in the bin. And he did, and he's still got it now. It's, I can't stand the things, but I do like their pods, and I do like the multi-effects. I just think reliability is extremely important. And it wasn't like anything else was failing on the amplifier. It was just... weird stuff going on with the effects coming in and out in certain places, and the volume swells, speaker cutting out, like really, really weird. At one stage, actually, I was just playing at a low volume at night, and all of a sudden the volume just decided to jump up a bit, and I thought that was really odd, and I probably woke up my next door neighbor. So, has anyone else had any experience with these type of amplifiers? I'm not saying that people don't buy them. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that from personal experience, I wouldn't buy another one. But I do like their products. I'm not sure about still getting into a fully digital domain, though. I mean, what do people think? I like to keep my signal chain fairly simple, but I do have a few effects in here and there. And I don't know. I'm just not big on multi-effects that much. Multi-effects units. I like the Line 6 M5 because it does one thing at a time. I don't want it to do anything else at a time. I just want to do one effect, and I want it to do it well. Does it sound like the real effects that you buy? No, it doesn't. I compared it to a couple of effects I've got. No, it doesn't, but it sounds just as good. It doesn't sound the same, but just as good. And the best thing I like about those type of effects units is they don't have a lot of hum or hiss or anything like that. They're really, really quiet when it comes to not playing the effect. I just thought I'd have that little rant with you. People saying, you're not ranting enough. Well, there's a bit of a rant for everyone there. I hope it really, really keeps people's satisfactions and expectations. But anyway... let's talk about something else. I was having a discussion. I don't know if I've mentioned this before. So, I no longer purchase compact discs. I used to. I used to purchase one every 2 weeks or so, or sometimes one a week, back in my youth. And I used to love it. Yeah, you know, new CD. But that was the only means of getting music. I didn't have a computer back then. And if you did, you were practically a millionaire. And... not just that, even if you had the internet, whoo, watch out for this guy, you know. I was old school, still rocking the old Walkman with the tape in it and that. So, but the I used to get really, really excited, and I used to really love it when I was younger, getting on the bus, going to the shop to buy some CDs, you know, and yeah, it was really, really cool, and you know, I really, really like it. So, yeah, I mean, it's just about this. There was just an experience that you had when you were doing that sort of thing. You know, you got really excited. I remember lining up at music stores to buy a CD. And but now I don't even know. Do I have a CD? I guess a DVD plays a CD, plays CDs. But apart from that, I don't have a CD player. There's one in the car actually, but I forgot. I don't know when the last time I used it. But yeah, a CD still important to you guys? Do you think that CDs? Do you think a compact disc is a dead type of media? I know there. I was just reading a few articles on, I don't remember what website it was. I think it was Premier Guitar or something like that. And watching a few videos from people over the time when they do their rig rundowns or when they have band interviews, they say that they're not interested in creating or producing CDs anymore. They're not interested because they just don't sell them. There are a couple of hardcore fans that do want them, and they make for a good merch when you're at a concert, I guess. But a lot of people are saying that it is a dead media. No one wants it. I know I personally, I have no problems with getting just a digital download of music. No problems at all, whether it's from iTunes, Amazon's, or anywhere else you can possibly imagine you can get them from. I don't have an issue with that. You know, I've bought music off iTunes before. It comes in. And I know they say it's got to be rendered or produced for iTunes. Yeah, it's a little overcompressed and this and that, whatever, but everything is now. It doesn't really bother me. I listen to music cranked up when I'm in the car, and a car stereo is only going to sound so good unless you have the Fender Car Audio Experience. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really, really mind to buy CDs. Actually, I've got a ton of CDs under my bed. They may find a new home in the bin. What am I going to do with them? I have them all over the place on my hard drive, backed up on offsite storage as well. So what's to do with CDs? But I was talking to a work colleague of mine, and she loves CDs. She still orders them from CD shops that still exist. There's a few record stores still exist. And order CDs so when they come in, and she stops herself from listening to it online and things like that. It's like, yeah, that's some serious dedication, you know. It's really serious. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, do you guys think it's a dead media? I'd have to say, from what I just said then, maybe I do. You know, I do think it's a dead media. It's nice to have a cabinet full of CDs, but let's face it, you know, they're big, bulky, and it's just not convenient anymore. You know, I guess it's time to get with the times. So, yeah, let me know what you think. Let me know. Do you like CDs? Do you not like CDs? Let me know. We're back, and I've changed microphones because I had this with the other ones. This is a family show. We will not swear, will we? But I have a special guest with me here today. His name is The Rookie. The Rookie, say hello.
Hello.
That was very forward of you. I don't think we're quite to that stage yet, but anyway.
Hi.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, it's much better. So, talking about CDs, Rookie, do you believe CDs are a dead media?
Yes. They are. They're pretty close to being dead. In the next couple of years, no one will need CDs anymore.
I was explaining to the people about there is a girl we call the librarian where I work with, because she was quite attractive and wears glasses, so she looks like a sexy librarian. She was very, very, very excited to get Steel Panther's All You Can Eat.
On CD,
yeah. So she had that delivered to the office, and she came to show me like a young schoolgirl with a cupcake or whatever. And I'll tell you something.
That's a bit creepy.
You know, you make everything creepy.
No, you make everything creepy. Oh, I just announced how creepy
this is. A family show.
Sorry.
Anyway, so she, she came in really excited, and I was shocked. I was puzzled. Why buy CDs? And that's what we're talking about here today. When was the last time you bought a CD?
I couldn't even tell you. At least 5 years ago.
5 years ago. But I was saying to the people before, I used to buy a CD once a week, sometimes once every, probably once every 2 weeks. Sometimes once a week. You used to have a load of CDs, didn't you?
I did. I had hundreds of them. And I remember when you used to go buy CDs every fortnight because I used to come with you.
Yeah, just catch the bus. It was an event. That's right. But it was a good feeling because you would get on the bus, you'd be so excited, you'd line up at HMV.
Yes.
That doesn't exist anymore. HMV, you'd line up forever just to get a CD when it came out on that day. You know, now
you can download it. You can have it 40 seconds after its official release anywhere else in the world.
In the world, that's right. And you can choose to or not to pay for it. We personally always buy our CDs from Amazon's or iTunes. Always get digital paid for download.
We support the musicians.
We support the music industry, and you should too. That's right. Legitimate. Anyway, so, did you like that, the way I poked my tongue out at you there?
No.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, it's...
That was very creepy.
I believe it's a dead media. I do. I don't believe there's a use for a compact disc anymore.
Why would you want something that is...
Heavy,
bulky.
Bulky, annoying, have to protect, get scratched easy. Why? But I do remember back in the days, it used to help me pick up chicks sometimes. You know, when you see people have stickers on the back of their cars with bands on, hold up the CDs and you could talk to chicks.
I never did that.
Okay. Is that creepy?
Probably.
Yeah. Wow.
You're a very creepy guy.
It's Easter. So,
it is Easter. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Have you had lots of eggs and food and good tidings for you and your kid? I know it's Christmas.
That's Christmas. Sorry, but
are you same guy?
It is the same guy. Yeah. I may have noticed them. The sound has changed. I've had enough with that microphone. We've changed microphones. We're back on the Behringer B5 pencil condenser microphone with the omnidirectional capsule on there, taking 365 degrees in the small studio. That's why you can hear the rookie and why you can hear me on this recording here. Would you like me to play a song, rookie?
Yes.
All right. Can you pass me that guitar there?
Yes, I can.
The acoustic guitar. And I'm just going to take the headphones off. So... this is a song that I'm just going to tune up, so you can hear the sound of this guitar and my voice, and I'll even grab a capo. I'm one of those guys.
And while he's doing that, I'm just going to go back to why fit an album on a CD when you can have a USB with 100 albums on it?
That's true. I have a 16 gig USB stick that you can barely see sticking out of my stereo. And that would be no more than, what, 2 grams in my pocket?
It would.
And, I can... Oh, jeez, I don't know how many albums. 200 albums on it.
It's very convenient.
Here's another thing. Like, people have a cry about the quality. How many people do you know can afford decent, I don't know, Wharfdale speakers, tuned amplifier and a tuned room as well? Like, they're not... How many people have that type of hearing? There's nothing wrong with an MP3, especially in today's modern age. There's really nothing wrong with it. I don't know, rookie. Here's his song for the... Oh, jeez, I don't really remember how to play it.
The rookies.
Oh, I'll figure it out. For the rookies, this is a song to do with our time today. It is Easter. Good Lord has risen. And here's an example. This is what this microphone sounds like in your typical YouTube environment with people just playing an acoustic guitar that sounds really bad and singing. I'm going to dedicate this to the rookie here. I'm going to look at him quite sexually while I sing this song.
Quite creepily.
Here we go. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be than hearing your love. Set a fire down in my soul. I can't contain, I can't control. I want more of you, Jesus. I want more of you, Jesus. So there's a quick demonstration of what this thing can sound like. If you choose to get the Behringer B5, I don't even know if it's still available, but that's a small pencil condenser microphone. And what did you think of that song, rookie? Did you like it?
Your pencil sounds very condensed.
Yes, it does sound extremely condensed. Speaking of condensed, I'm going to have another drink. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a soda pop.
He's a liar. He's an alcoholic.
I'm drinking a Heineken. That's the best job in the world.
Best job in the world. He's drinking a Heineken. So we're going to talk about beginning guitars. Now, the rookie has chosen to take the path of a guitar player, have you not?
I have.
And what has prompted you to want to be part of this guitar community?
Well, everything I listen to is all guitar-centric. All the music I listen to has guitar in it, has very impressive guitar. I listen to music for guitar, and one day I would like to reproduce the songs of my musical heroes.
Your forefathers.
My forefathers.
That's creepy in itself.
I was the son of two gay couples. forefathers.
Which means that's going to be too racist. So, now, in saying this, tell us,
They were gay Mormons.
Oh, jeez, they haven't knocked on the door lately.
Are you ready for the coming of Jehovah?
I'm ready for it. So, now the Rook.
Yo.
What? Name a couple of bands, one or two, that are your favorite at the moment.
Well, at the moment, my favorite band on the scene is a band called Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz.
Yes, these people don't speak Australian.
Well,
they speak
English. Speak Australian. Thank you.
So, when do you learn how to speak English?
Why? I'm never going to England.
Oh, yes, you are.
English people speak worse English than I do.
Oh, don't the English people listen to this? What is wrong with you?
With all their slang and their half words and their hello, England.
You know, that's terrible. That is terrible. Oh. I apologize on behalf of the rookie. He doesn't know what he's talking about, but he'll still talk, so talk. Now, Santa Cruz, very, very good Finnish, I believe.
They are a Finnish...
What hair metal? 80s, 80s, they would be, 80s metal.
They would be a Finnish 80s glam rock band from 2013. And they love to shred. Very shreddy solos.
I believe they'd shred till they drop.
They would shred till they drop. There's even a YouTube video called Shred Till You Drop. And all they do is shred. Neither of them drop, though.
No. And they do play. What guitars do they play?
They play Les Pauls.
They do. There you go. You can shred on Les Paul, even if you're not Slash. Not that I'd call that shredding. But anyway, that is your who's another one of your favourite bands?
Also from Finland. Also love to shred. Don't play Les Pauls. Children of Bodom.
Children of the Bodom? You mean after the Bodom Beach Terrors?
After the Bodom Beach Terrors. Was
it Bodom Lake Terrors? I don't know.
Something. Yeah, Lake, not Finnish. Lake Bodom is the lake.
The lake where the terrors happened. Yes. Yeah. So they're a pretty
good
band.
Wasn't it a serial killer?
I don't know.
I think it was a serial killer.
I don't really pay attention.
Lake Bodom.
They don't really speak English.
No, they don't.
They sing it, but they don't. They think they sing English.
I don't know what Alexi says a lot of the time.
No. But he says something.
He does.
So the rookie is into rather heavy and violent music, which I do not approve of. Don't think this has got anything to do with me, because I don't.
I think I just like Finland.
You do like Finland. You should go to Finland.
I should. Did you know that you can sleep in a glass-roofed igloo in Finland so you can see the northern lights?
That's not metal.
No, it's not. It's quite camp. Yeah. But I would love to sleep under the northern lights.
So we could talk about the Northern Lights all day, but this is a guitar podcast.
Okay,
so,
I'm sorry.
So let's talk about... So you decided to pick up the guitar and yes. You want to play it proficiently to play Children of Bodom and Santa Cruz.
No, probably not.
Maybe you don't desire to play that
I
music?
Would like to, but it's well more advanced than where I'm currently sitting. That's easy.
I'd roll, which is
just before page one.
Yeah, but they got nothing over Hammett. So the rookies decide to go old school and go for a book. Now, I do recommend a book because you have less distraction on the computer.
Every single page that I started looking at had ads up in the corner, and they were all for porn. And that's very distracting when you're trying to learn your first guitar lesson.
But you wouldn't watch that, would you?
Because no, I didn't watch it. It's just quite distracting.
It's very distracting. I don't agree with... it's terrible industry. So, anyway, This is not about that. That's right. There's too many distracting things popping up in the... Even on the tube of you, actually. There's a lot of distracting, dirty, adult matchmaking things on.
I'm over all the ads and the sidetracking and...
Get an ad blocker. I've got an ad blocker. And all some pages don't load properly.
And all the trolls. There's too many trolls on the internet
that's
now.
That's right. So it's trolls. So yeah, so we'll get to that. So we're talking about The Rookie now. The Rookie is turning page one of the book, and the book's pretty good. I believe you should go off some type of working curriculum, something with steps and goals that you can push yourself to complete one little bit at a time. When I learned how to play guitar, all I did was simply pick it up and try to play a bunch of songs I couldn't play, and it really gave me a disadvantage because for years I couldn't play anything because I sucked and still do. But it's something I think structured curriculum, structured tuition as well is extremely important in learning to play a musical instrument. Now, I did have quite the advantage over other people because I was, you could say, classically trained, but it was very, very, very difficult, which I think, so The Rookie has gone the right way in choosing a book. And we did go into Siaf's music.
And it was only $19.95, and it has two DVDs.
What more could you ask for? It has never been easier. It's never been a better time to buy now.
Beginner book, two DVDs, $19.95. Happy days.
And in speaking of that, we'll take a quick break for our sponsors here there that keep the lights on in this place. Ukrainian beef. Not brief. Ukrainian beef. Beef products. When you're sick of American beef, go to Ukrainian. And we're back. So The Rookie is talking about the books that he's learning from. And you've turned page one. He's in hysterics. Learning the guitar is not a laughing matter. Learning the guitar is a serious matter. It is not about fun whatsoever. It is about dedication and hard work.
Trust me, I'm not having any fun at all.
But let's
my hands hurt. I can't do it. It's difficult.
Dance.
Can't dance. I'm fat. Can't dance.
But in saying so, let them know The Rookie doesn't actually have an amplifier.
No, he doesn't.
And he has an electric guitar.
Yes, he does.
So in today's modern age, again, coming back to don't need CDs, everything is on the digital domain. We're talking about The Rookie has a jam up and an iRig adapter, and that is all he needs.
That is right.
Headphones, PC speakers, whatever. It's as good as this tube amp sitting right behind me.
I have a set of Marshall headphones. I have an iPad. I have an iRig. I have a guitar and a lead. That's it.
You don't have an iGuitar?
No, I don't have an iGuitar. I have a real guitar. I have an Ibanez.
You know, I really, you mean Lebanese?
I have a Lebanese guitar.
Yeah. I really love the fact that guitars, you put an eye in front of things. You know, Guitar Hero, if you want to learn how to play guitar, do yourself a favor and never look at Guitar Hero. It's not really the same. Rookie had Guitar Hero once.
I was quite accomplished at Guitar Hero.
And how were you accomplished at the actual instrument?
Yeah, no chance.
Yeah.
All it really did was teach me how to hold it comfortably.
Hold it?
Hold.
Oh, hold.
Hold.
Right.
Hold.
Hold it comfortably.
Yes, with my hand. Well, when you're sitting there playing Guitar Hero for many, many hours on end.
It's not like there is a guitar you can buy full size. It's actually a bit smaller. But I found that rather difficult. It's not like the weight of a decent electric guitar, is it?
No, it's not. It's very light, very plastic, very hollow.
Uh-huh. So, in saying that, I think I might chat a bit more while the Rookie gets us some beverages. What do you think, Rookie?
I can do that. Can you do that? Are you okay?
I'll edit this out. No, I won't. goodness gracious me. I feel like I've had some fish bones stuck in my mouth. Oh. Well, that's what we're talking about. If you have any work friends, colleague friends, actual friends that want to learn how to play the guitar, what method would you give them? Would you give them lessons? No. No, let them learn the basics. Let them learn the basics that they can. Because it is a... It is a fun thing to do, isn't it? It's an exciting... Ooh. I think I've had too much alcoholic beverage, but it is an exciting journey, the guitar. I remember the first time I could actually play something that somewhat sounded like a song. And between you and I didn't actually know how to tune a guitar properly. But that first feeling of actually playing the guitar was really, really good. And I guess that's what gets you hooked, isn't it? It is like a drug of some sorts, isn't it? It's an addiction that you want to get more and more of. And the more you get, the more you want, the more you can play the... You know, you're never happy as a guitar player, are you, with the level that you're at? But that's okay, because then you strive for more. You strive for excellence, don't you? And excellence is something that you shouldn't put yourself down on. If you want to play the instrument and you want to be better, there's nothing wrong with being too hard on yourself, but having that type of accomplishment will really, really give you more motivation to push yourself to learn other things with the instrument for personal gain, of course. There's nothing else really that it's all about. Because the rookie's all about personal gain, aren't you?
I am. Yeah. I've personally gained about 10 kilos over the last 12 months.
And that's an accomplishment in itself. Not a lot of people can gain weight. And I'm going to bring this back to first world problems.
Not a lot of people can lose weight. Have you seen how many fatties are out there these days?
This is a family show. What is wrong with you?
Sorry, you can edit that out.
We don't edit out anything.
Edit that shit out. I've just sworn, so you need to edit it. Thank you.
So, you're going to get me kicked off the interwebs.
Edit, baby.
So, you know, we have first world problems, do we not?
We do.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're the type of person that's saying to yourself, oh, I've got so much food, I've got so much money, oh, no, well, I don't know what to do with it, oh, there's something wrong with you, be accepting of your privilege. Embrace it. These are our problems. It is not your fault that other people are less fortunate than you. It is not your fault. If you choose to help them, more power to you, but... Don't beat yourself up on it. Isn't that right, Rookie?
That's right. I had a horrible first world problem the other day.
What was it?
There was an issue in my area. I didn't have 4G.
Terrible.
My 4G was out.
Terrible. How do you live through a day without 4G? I mean, you don't want to wait more than 3 seconds for a web page to type on your...
Not at all.
...internet or tablet device, do you?
I was in my driveway with my phone. I was just out of reach of my Wi-Fi.
Out of reach of the Wi-Fi, were you?
Yeah. So yeah, normally I enjoy 4G goodness, but not that day.
Not that type of goodness.
No.
So that's what we're talking about here, 4G goodness. But so the rookie is wanting to learn the guitar, and you're finding it quite difficult, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, I'm finding it quite difficult. But the word here is perseverance. Perseverance, isn't it?
I am persevering.
You know what? If Jesus didn't persevere with his disciples and his stories, no one would believe him, would they?
I still don't believe him.
You little faith. So, perseverance is what we're talking about. Perseverance and sacrifice.
Yes.
Because sometimes you have to put other things off because you need to practice guitar. So that to many of the ladies, I can't go out with you because I've got to play my guitar.
That's totally acceptable.
Yeah, they didn't think it was acceptable, but hey, look at me now.
But huh? You've got a podcast. Yay, look out. Yeah, but it's a passion. It's a passion.
Without passion, we do not have succession.
Correct.
Without succession, we don't have accomplishment.
Correct.
Without accomplishment, we don't have satisfaction.
Correct.
And that is what we're talking about today. So we're going to stop this, but the rookie is enjoying his journey on the guitar and he's having quite, although it is struggling, troubling at some times, he is having a good time.
I am.
So let's talk about other things. Let's talk about trolls.
Nothing but a good time.
How can I resist?
There you go.
So let's talk about trolls. Rookie loves a good troll, don't you?
I do.
A troll or scragger?
I do. I love bush trolls. Pig? No, I thought we were talking about trolls on the internet.
We are. Let's talk about inexperienced people now. I'm going to talk about something on the internet. This upset me in a way, but not really because I couldn't care less what other people think. But there was a gentleman. I was just looking on the internet how to start a podcast because I was actually trying to figure out how I could host this podcast for free and get an RSS feed. However, I ended up on a few YouTube channels because it's easier to watch a video, isn't it?
It is.
Don't have to think. It does everything for you.
That's right.
There's a gentleman on there
I remember when I was at school, rather than read the book, I just watched it on the VHS. Lord of the Flies. Apparently it's different to the book.
That was a boring movie.
It was a more boring book.
That's why I don't read books. I still can't turn too much pages of the Nikki Six Heroin Diaries. Can't do it. Can't do it.
I have a copy of Anthony Kiedis' Scar Tissue, which I was so pumped to read, and I haven't even read the first page.
And how long ago did you get this book?
About 2003 or 2004, when it first came out.
Reading's overrated. Don't do it. Hey, kids these days can't use a pen and paper properly, so why bother reading? Oh.
Actually, no, don't. Kids, if you're listening, read.
And learn, use a pen and paper.
Learn how to read and write. Write with a pen and paper. Learn your grammar, because otherwise you'll get people like me who hate bad grammar correcting you left, right, and centre. And you won't be able to get a job.
Right.
You won't be able to get a job. Your resume will be all wrong, and people just read it and go, this guy has bad grammar, or this girl has bad grammar, because I'm not sexist.
Speaking of resumes, I wonder what type of resume it takes to work in a music store today. What, bad attitude? No knowledge of any of the instruments in there, can't demonstrate something for you, and not willing to go the extra mile for customer service to make a sale.
That sounds like the last music store I went into.
Unbelievable. So let's talk about trolls. Now, there are a lot of people on the internet. Now, this upset me. There was a gentleman on there trying to tell people how you can start a podcast on the cheap. Now, there's nothing wrong with starting a podcast on the cheap. I personally, and I'm sure everyone else agrees with me here, being accomplished musicians, take pride in your recording. You don't have to get expensive gear, but get the proper gear. Get a decent microphone, a preamp. Get outboard gear and effects if you want to. Use a decent program. Understand how to get half-decent sounding quality recordings. Now, nothing's ever going to replace the content you're putting it into. If you don't, your chops aren't up and you're not putting in good quality recordings, it's never going to sound good, is it? If you don't have that smooth Laramie voice, it's not going to come up, is it? But
if you have a voice like the Rookie, yeah, you're never going to succeed.
The Rookie can succeed because the Rookie isn't afraid to tell the truth.
Oh, the Rookie can succeed, just not when it has anything to do with the use of my voice.
Or voiceover, voice plus.
I'm not a voiceover kind of guy.
You're not a smooth type of guy.
I tried to replicate the ESPN guy once, and apparently I did a pretty good job.
There you go.
Coming up on ESPN.
They normally give those jobs to ex-sports stars, though, but do they not?
Not the voiceover guy.
Oh, voiceover guy. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were talking about like someone like Chuck.
No. No one can hold a candle to my man Chuck Barkley.
So let's talk about these trolls. Now, there are people, yeah, this dude's on the internet. He's got a video up. This is how you start a podcast. It was an older one. It was a couple of years old. And had a bunch of older gear and saying that, you know, you need this type of microphone, that. He had a dynamic microphone. I don't know what it was. It wasn't a brand name. Oh, it probably was some brand name, but not a big brand, well-known brand name. And this is the thing that upset me. He said, oh, if you want to get a more direct sound and a better sound out of your dynamic microphone, push the phantom power button on your mixer, assuming that everyone had a phantom power on their mixer. Okay.
Not everyone's got a phantom power.
Not everyone does. Not everyone has a phantom ring.
Not everyone's read the phantom. Not everyone's seen the phantom.
That was a crappy movie. So
I like Billy Zane.
Yeah, but you like him for other reasons, because there's something wrong with you.
Billy Zane's a cool cat. I suppose, how cool can any cat be if he's wearing purple spandex? But
yeah, it's not the type of superhero I want to be saving me, is it?
Yeah, but when was a phantom? Like the 30s? The 20s?
I don't know. You were around then, was it?
I don't know. He's old school. My favourite hero is Batman. But anyway, back to trolls.
Oh, don't talk about Batman.
I love Batman.
Oh, not again.
Sorry.
So back to the troll. Anyway, so this dude says, you know, push the phantom power to give you a more pronounced sound on your dynamic microphone. What kind of bad advice is this? Now, I know you shouldn't believe everything on the internet. Most of the advice is wrong. But I decided not to troll him, but the rookie would have trolled him something really bad.
I would have trolled him.
But let's talk about trolls. Let's talk about the greatest guitar player in the world, Slash.
No, I saw someone trolling about a Slash post. Someone posted that Slash is a little bit overrated. And to be honest, I agree. Slash, as far as a guitarist is concerned, is quite overrated. As far as a rock star, the whole package, the rock star, the look, the sound, everyone knows a Slash riff. Everyone knows what Slash looks like. He's a hell of a rock star. He's very famous, but fame doesn't equal ability. Fame doesn't equal skill. And this guy was sitting there trying to troll someone else into having an argument on the internet, keyboard warrior, about Slash being overrated. And so, I didn't troll. I used exact information. I used examples. I think I covered all bases in saying that Slash might be a little bit overrated as a guitarist. As a rock star, I don't think there's one bigger.
You know, the chicks love Slash. I had a conversation with a friend of mine.
He's not a good-looking guy.
No, he's not. Most rock stars aren't. They're shocking. Is money really that important to people? Is fame really that important? Obviously yes. It is. Reading one of the pages of the Heroin Diaries, wow, that was an eye-opener.
Nicky Six ain't a good-looking bloke.
He is not a good-looking bloke, but he can have intercourse with his record label's girlfriend within 3 seconds of meeting her.
That was pretty impressive when he told that story.
In front of his record label rep. So,
let me just put this out there. I'm a World of Warcraft player, and there is more trolls on World of Warcraft than anywhere else on the internet.
That's because they're actual trolls.
No, I don't mean the characters. I mean the people. I have a troll character. Anyway, I digest.
How's this always turn into a World of Warcraft debate?
There's no debate. I'm just making a statement. There is many, many trolls in World of Warcraft, and they frustrate me.
They do frustrate you, don't they? They also frustrate me, but I don't play video games. So, in talking about the game of the video, now, there is these trolls out there that just go crazy. You know, people get really, really upset. People tend to actually... What's worse is forums. I was reluctant to join the Six String Bliss forum in the beginning because the reputation of a forum is people just whinging about something that is not the topic of question being answered and giving bad advice.
And trolling people.
Trolling people. Extended amounts of trolls. A good example is if anyone's been on Ultimate Guitar, that's a terrible place to hang around. Terrible forum. You know, you say one thing about some gear, automatically I'm guessing they're kids because adults can't be this naive.
No, you'll be surprised.
I would be surprised. You know what I love, Rookie?
What do you love?
Do you
know what I love?
Yeah, I do, but that's not PG-13.
That's right, it's a family show.
Now, would you say that I have quite a vast knowledge of electronics and...
You do.
Gay-tarring?
You do.
Now...
You are a massive electronics and guitaring nerd.
So, when I meet
people... I'm going to troll you right now.
I bet you're... That's... Oh, my goodness, it's Easter. Can you just take a day off?
All right, I'll bunny you then.
Oh, my goodness. So, for example, when I meet your mate, when I meet your friend Dan at the Cicada concert, you know, he didn't want to have a bar with me until the rookie told him that this guy knows a lot about music and stuff. Did you notice that? He had this rock star mentality.
He thinks he's a rock star.
He's rubbish.
He's not a good guitarist. He idolizes Kurt Cobain.
Best guitar player. Best musician.
Best musician
ever.
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 In the history of everything ever.
I'm going to carve his name on my chest.
You should.
Yeah.
I'll get you a scalpel.
I've got a Sharpie.
There you go.
A Sharpie.
How are you going to carve it in with a Sharpie?
As hardcore as grunge gets.
I'm pretty sure Kurt Cobain didn't have a head.
I've got an X-Acto knife here.
Yeah, we'll start carving on air.
On air. Here we go. Dedication. Dedication to the band.
Yeah, so point is, Cicada, not very good. Lead singer of Cicada thinks he's a massive rock star. They're a nothing band. They're not signed. Not that I'm saying that getting signed is the be-all and all, but they're not signed because they're not good. But they can't take...
Criticism.
Constructive criticism. It's not negative criticism, it's constructive criticism. They can't take it because they think they know more. they think they're better than everyone else. They're 21-year-old kids who think they're 8 feet tall and, yeah, made out of steel. And, yeah, they know best.
You know, the funny thing was this guy was pretty much ignoring me until the rookie told him. I probably know more than he does. So,
yeah, well, you...
And then he started loving... Oh, my goodness. This is no longer PG-13.
You just cursed, my friend.
Then he started loving me and talking to me and all this rubbish, and I thought, you absolute tool. Treat some people with respect.
Yeah.
You're not rock star.
But you'd think, like, this is just me, and I'm not a people person. I don't like anyone. But I treat a friend of a friend with respect. The guy from this band is my friend. Alfie is my friend. Therefore, he's a friend of a friend. But treat him with some respect.
You know, people... It's crazy. And this comes back to trolling as well. It's another form of trolling. It's people giving bad advice, not the respect they deserve as human beings, and basically thinking that they're better than other people. Now, I'm not saying that we're better than other people, Rookie.
I'm better than everyone. What exactly. Are you talking about?
Yeah, there you go. But, no, that's the thing. It's a shame. It's a damn shame.
It is
hot
a shame.
Hot damn, it's a shame that, now, these types of people are out there and that exist, these keyboard warriors.
But you know what I think the biggest problem, and this is a problem across society, because of electronic media and because of being able to be a keyboard warrior, kids these days don't know how to interact with other people.
That's actually really true. Even in the working environment, and I'm in the corporate environment, it's amazing how... The lack of confidence that these youngins have, they just don't know how to communicate.
They are socially inept.
They are.
Because they, unless they're texting or Googling or Facebooking or Snapchatting or whatever, they cannot have physical
interaction
with new people unless they've met them online.
You know, the other day I was watching Friends. I don't mind that show. I know it's fake as everything, but, you know, people are sitting in a coffee shop and they're interacting. No one's got their phones out in front of their faces everywhere.
If they spent that much time in New York City, one of them would have got shot or at least robbed or something.
Yeah, it's not a realistic show, but if you're at Central Perk or at a coffee shop, people used to go to coffee shops, people used to interact. Now, what are you doing? I'm on Facebook. I'm going to make up some rubbish to make myself look so cool. Calm and collected.
I saw someone the other day post a Facebook status about how they were sitting next to someone and Snapchatting them.
And selfies. My goodness, selfies.
Back in my day, bathrooms were for taking a dump, not for taking a photo.
You need a dump out, you go to the bathroom, not to take a photo. But the funny thing on YouTube is people like to get the reverb from the bathroom. It's not that difficult to mix it in. You got the means to record a video. You got the means to mix in a bit of reverb.
Move your lounge out of the room and open up some space. You get a little bit of reverb.
We move this setup into the kitchen. There'll be a lot of reverb actually, but
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's a damn shame, hot damn shame that people just automatically think that they're better than everyone socially in act. Do you think it's got a lot to do with the interwebs?
It does. It totally does.
Think we're moving forward or moving backwards?
As far as knowledge at our fingertips, we're moving forwards. But when it comes to interaction with other people, with other human beings, we've fallen by the wayside.
You know what? I think that's what makes us... people... I'm sure you get a lot of it too, Rookie, but in the workplace, people tend to be drawn to people like us because we can communicate and react with them.
Yes.
You know, we're not afraid to say hello. We're not afraid to start a conversation.
I think, and I've had it at previous workplaces, not so much where I am now because there's not as many young people, but I think Generation X is like the gap between Y and everything pre-Generation X. And the younger kids are drawn to you because Generation X, I think, they still had manners. They were pre-technology. They were brought up in a decent society. It wasn't as hard as generations before them, but they still had the hardness. Now, you can't hit your kids. You can't do anything, but they have their internet and they troll other kids. And
they have their they have access to bullying and explicit material they shouldn't be seeing.
Exactly. So I don't know, the internet's a double edged sword. It's great for learning stuff. I wouldn't know half the rubbish that I know.
You know a lot of rubbish.
I know so much random crap, and I learned a lot of it from the internet, but I was lucky enough to be able to interact and socialise with other people before the internet was invented.
No, there were... And this comes back to trolling. This comes back to customer service in the guitar shops, in the music stores. This comes back to... You know, when I was trying to learn how to play guitar and I walked into a music store, I used to get the best... I used to love it. It was an experience. I used to get so excited to go into a music store, even if I wasn't buying anything. Now, I'd really, really, really have a lot of fun, really enjoy it. Now, you know what? I'm not even going in there. I don't like the attitude.
You know the worst part? As a newcomer to the music industry, as a new musician, there's nothing more daunting than walking into a music store and saying, "Hi, I'd like you to help me with this because I'm a new kid." And they just look at you with disgust.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Do you remember that Dusha at My Music before they shut down? Surprise, surprise. When I said, "Oh, I'm looking for a beginner bass package," and he started crapping on.
No, I don't.
Do you remember? And you picked up the book for Red Hot Chili Peppers, Around the World, playing Around the World, the bass part to that. And I'll never forget the look this guy. So we walk in. When the rookie was interested in playing the bass guitar.
Glad I didn't.
So, gosh darn.
That was about 15 years ago.
And we went into this music store and I said, "I'm looking for a beginner bass package." Oh, this young whippersnapper. His eyes lit up. The moon was full. We gazed in through the gates of My Music. As we flowed through the rivers of notation and expectation, the young attendant proceeded to tell me that this very, very cheap knockoff of a jazz bass was made out of the same woods as $5,000 Fender
Strat.
Strat is what he said, and that I couldn't be getting a better deal in my life. And then he proceeded to ask me to plug it in as he plugs into an amplifier he stumbled around with. Then Rookie picks up Chili Peppers' Californication book, opens up to Around the World, and I started playing the bass line to that. The guy looks at me, "Oh, priceless." He's like, "Oh, you know what you're doing." I said, "Yeah, Dusha." He just walked away. No more service, nothing.
Should have started playing Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, if only. Smoke on the water while I'm at it. So, but I mean, he was going to have a sale that day. And he didn't get a sale because of what happened.
Oh, that's it. And that's one of the things. If you're in sales, you don't lie to people because lies get found out. You sell on the strengths of the product. Hey, it might not be the best quality, but it's cheap. And if that's what your customer's after, you have to learn your customer quickly. And it all comes down to a series of open-ended questions and all the rest of it. But yeah, flat out lying to someone and then getting found out because, as it turns out, the customer knows more than the representative. The guy was embarrassed and he walked away. That's one of the other problems with music stores. Same problem with mechanics. They feed you a load of rubbish to get your money.
I think that's wrong because that's fraud.
That is fraud.
If I did that in my world, I'd lose my job and probably go to jail. But
I had a mechanic who did some work on my car, then didn't do it properly. I went back there and said, "The car is making this noise." He said, "Oh, that's these rear bushes. It's going to cost you another $1,200. So I went and got a second opinion. As it turned out, it was because he didn't do the initial work properly. He didn't adjust something properly, and that's where the noise was coming from. This guy was going to stitch me for an extra $1,200 just because he's a mechanic and he knows more about cars than I do. That's just not acceptable.
It's not cheddar.
I'm going to have to write him a letter. And I don't care if they don't read it.
Put it on the internet, someone will read it.
That's it.
gosh darn. What that comes down to, again, is I once took one of my prize guitars, the Ibanez RG, my first proper metal guitar, to My Music, Bam Bam in Blackster Town. So to get it set up, because I didn't know what I was doing at the time, and I still don't know what I'm doing. So anyway, I went there. You got to drop it off. You got to wait a week, because apparently the tech only comes in on it one day a week. Got it back. It was rubbish. It wasn't set up and everything. They told me that I need to get it rewired. I need to get all this rubbish done to it. So I paid them the $100, took off. I went to another music store and said, I went to them, gave them the receipt. This is what they said they did. They looked at the guitar and they said all they did was loosen the truss rod and they didn't do anything. They put the wrong type of strings in there to begin with because they put bullets into a type of bridge that doesn't accept them. And Fender bullets type of string. They're crap. So, and then they didn't adjust it properly. The guy didn't know what he was doing. Even the pickup heights were all over the place, even though I told them not to touch that. It's crap. Like, what are we to do? This is why people do it themselves. This is why people don't trust brick-and-mortar stores. And this is why there's a downfall to brick-and-mortar stores. To begin with, I don't want to buy from a music store anymore. I'll go in and try the guitars. I don't want to buy clothes from a clothing store anymore. I'll go in and try the clothes, then buy them online because I'm not getting what I'm paying for. I am paying premium price for products. I expect premium service. And if you don't get premium service, you don't purchase.
That's right.
You know what?
You probably get better service if you have to go into the online chat with a consultant.
You probably would. And people, I really think there should be a bigger emphasis on commission with that type of sales. Make them work for it if they don't want to work for it because, no, I want the product there and then I'm willing to pay inflated prices. Money isn't the issue, but by gosh.
You just want to be treated like a person.
That's right. Same with trolls. There's no need to troll people. Now, I admit I have been the subject of trolling when I was first on the internet and I watched Jay and Silent Bob and I thought that was what it was about, but not these days. You know, I'm a lot older, and I say a lot older. Not much wiser.
He's a lot older.
And a lot fatter.
A lot older than I am.
No one's older than you.
And a lot fatter than I am.
No one's fatter than you. And on that note, I think we'll end it here. I've got a few more topics, but we'll save it for another day. The rookie's getting restless, aren't you?
I'm not getting restless. I just tend to stray off topic, and I can see you getting very frustrated.
I would never get frustrated.
I would just like to say before we go, do yourself a favor. Santa Cruz, Screaming for Adrenaline is the name of the album. Aiming High is the... go on YouTube, look up Santa Cruz Aiming High. It'll change your life.
A life-changing event spoken by the rookie. Coming to you from Santa Cruz in Finland. Get the album. What was it called again?
Screaming for Adrenaline.
Screaming for Adrenaline.
Now you just sound like an old man who can't quite handle himself.
Or go to the toilet properly. Yeah. So, yeah, go out there, listen to Santa Cruz. Tell us what you think. Tell me what you think of this podcast. It was all over the place, unscripted, unprofessional, and unorthodox.
That's what happens when I'm in the room.
We're going to start drinking heavily right now. And I hope you do too on this lovely Easter Sunday.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter. On that note, I've been the ranting Alfalfa Sprout. He has been the
ranting rookie.
Peace.
Peace.